Welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High, Arrowhead Stadium, Oakland Alameda County Coliseum. The Denver Broncos on the road to face the Oakland Raiders.
Here's Von Miller. Miller's got it. Oh, my goodness.
And the magic ain't done here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
It is finally here. Schedule release day, hot off the presses. Phil, I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. And Phil, I know I make a big deal. You know I make a big deal about this. I love the schedule release. It's a day when people are planning their road trips, planning their family trips, the holidays, everything revolving around the football schedule. It's finally here. Let's throw up those 16 games right now. Your big picture thoughts.
Well, the first thing you look at is who are they going to open with. Open at home against Seattle. They have 3 out of 4 to start at home. You got to like that for the Broncos because the past 2 years, they've got off to these hot starts. In 2016, 4-0. Last year, 3-1. Fizzled down the stretch, but I think that you look, okay, what's the beginning of the schedule look like? And then what's the first thing you do when you get a schedule? Put it up on your fridge and you go down this to try and figure out, okay, what's the record going to be? After doing that, I picked out 2 games that I think are going to be really big for the Broncos. At home against Houston, that's going to be a big game. Well, you know, Houston's Deshaun Watson's probably going to be back. J.J. Watt's going to be back. That's going to be a very competitive game in my mind. And then the other thing, on the road at San Francisco. Those are 2 games that I circle that if the Broncos can win those two, maybe they'll be in position to not only contend for the division, but maybe just sneak in the playoffs too as a wild card.
Another guy circling some dates on his calendar today was head coach Vance Joseph. We were lucky enough to catch up with the head coach to get his thoughts on the 2018 slate. I know coaches like to break things down into kind of quarters, especially with that 16-game season. You got 3 out of 4 in that first quarter. How important is that stretch going to be, making sure you get off on the right start at home?
Well, that's important. You know, obviously last year, you know, it was the same deal. We were 3-1. And after the bye, kind of went the wrong way. So it's important to have you know, your home games early. You know, and that's you know, it's hard to play in front of our crowd. So it's exciting to have 3 out of 4 at home.
Our thanks to head coach Vance Joseph. If you want to see more about that interview, head to DenverBroncos.com. Head coach Vance Joseph also gives us a little insight as to what he sees as the biggest matchups in the 2018 schedule. The big man to my left now, Andrew Mason, arriving on set. Mace, you got the schedule right there. I want to get your thoughts, though, on the AFC North and the NFC West, 2 divisions in full that the Broncos don't usually play.
Yeah, and you look at the AFC North, you've got 3 of the 4 games clustered in a 4-week stretch in November and December, starting with Thanksgiving weekend against Pittsburgh. The NFC West, you start off with Seattle, and starting off with the NFC West at home, it's worked for the Broncos in the past. You go back to 2002, they played the Rams in week 1 at home and upset them when they were coming off of going to the Super Bowl 36 the previous year. That's not a bad way to start. Seattle, certainly an interesting opponent, a team in transition. Outstanding quarterback in Russell Wilson, but a lot of question marks on that defensive side. So that game is going to be fascinating in terms of how different these teams will look. And then, of course, you know, later on, you look at the last of those games against the NFC West and the AFC North. It's against Cleveland in Week 15. That's a Saturday game, and the Broncos have not lost to the Browns at home since 1990, and that's their only home loss to them in the last 45 years. So you hope that continues.
Whenever the schedule is released, you always look at the road games, those tough matchups. And the man to my left has played in plenty of those in his career, Steve Atwater, joining us now. And Steve, when you look at that last half after the bye, those 4 out of 6 weeks where the Broncos are going to go on the road, what's key for them to get to making sure that they get those wins on the road?
Well, first off, they got to build some momentum going into that road stretch there. As you know, going on the road, especially late in the season, can be tough, a little bit colder in some of the climates, and you know, the team really has to be on the same page and make sure that, you know, everybody's, you know, knows the playbook well, is going full speed, and that you can't have any distractions at that time, especially, again, late in the season. The games may be extremely important depending on how we did in the first half of the season.
You talk about those important games. They're going to the Black Hole, and then they're at home for the Chargers in Week 16 and 17, respectively. How important are those divisional games, especially when you get down to that stretch run?
Well, a lot, again, depends on how we've done the previous 14 games. But I would imagine, these are division games, so they're going to be extremely important, especially coming down the stretch, going into Oakland, very tough place to play. You know, that crowd is a crowd is very antagonizing. I experienced it firsthand in the Coliseum, so I know what it's like. And the guys, hey, you got to be on the same page. Got to go out and play together as a team and hopefully bring home the victory.
All right, Phil, that's it for the schedule release show. Final thoughts, though. I know we always look at it. You and I are looking at the road trip, seeing, where we can find some good food, where we can, see some sights. What sticks out to you about this year's slate?
First of all, going to Baltimore.
Okay.
Roll out that
blue crab.
Yeah, throw it out on the table in the corner on the cob. We like that. Going to New York. I'm a big fan of cheesecake.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to like that.
New York style cheesecake.
Exactly. Okay. New York style cheesecake. And then, of course, San Francisco is always a great spot. We've been there a bunch the last couple of years. Away from food, I always look to see where the primetime games are.
Yep.
The Broncos play twice on Monday night. They have the longest active streak in the NFL playing a Monday night. And then also one Thursday night game, they have to play that. Interesting thing to me, though, no Sunday night games. I guess that's what happens when you finish last in your division.
Possibility of a Saturday game as well against the Cleveland Browns. Could be flexed. We don't know. Some murky details with that one. However, definitely will be very, very interesting as we move forward. We'll take a look right now at the preseason schedule as well.